Hello everyone, welcome to the Local Shop Podcast. I'm Chris Noyce and this, as always, is the podcast for everything to do with the convenience sector and the issues facing local shops. I come to you from the ACS office on New Year's Eve, hoping that everyone has had a great Christmas break if you've had a break, or a great few days of trading if you've been in store. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to be joined by some of the ACS team to give you a preview of a few things that you should have on your radar going into 2026. There's a huge amount of change coming in the next year, of course there is, but hopefully we can equip you with everything you need to know to make the most of it, whether you're a retailer or a supplier into the convenience sector. So let's get into it then. And the first topic we need to get to is events. I'll admit I'm still a bit old fashioned in some ways in that I like having a physical calendar in the kitchen to tell me what's going on. And this month I have been completely lost because the 2026 calendar is not allowed to go on the wall until January 1st. So to help me fill those dates is ACS Events Manager Paul Rockett. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you, Chris? Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I've just been talking about my lack of event planning in terms of the calendars for next year. So you're here to save the day on this, I'm afraid.
Good to know.
So I'm trying to get three things for each of you, and we'll not be comprehensive because we've got lots of stuff going on at ACS. But
yeah,
the first thing that people need to put front and center in the calendar. What are we talking about? What's the first thing that needs to go in there for next year?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would say it's probably the Safe and Responsible Retailing Conference, which is taking place on the 18th of March, back at the Birmingham Rep, which is where we were this year, 2025. I guess it's important because it's the first sort of opportunity for everyone to get together this year, retailers and suppliers.
Yeah, it's a really important time, isn't it, for lots of policy, for lots of... lots of changes coming in pretty much everyone's businesses, so really need to be there to put a stake in what's coming and what's changing.
Exactly that. You know, you've got the deposit return scheme, which I know is going to be a big focus of that conference this year. And yeah, it's just a great opportunity for everyone to come together. Definitely worthwhile attending. It's one that I would definitely get booked on sooner rather than later.
Great. So that's Safe and Responsible, 18th of March.
Yeah.
Next up, it's the main event of our year. Where are we talking?
Exactly that. So the flagship event, Conference 26, taking place back at the Vox again in Birmingham on the 14th of April. Obviously, a key event. What's great about this one as well is that it runs alongside the National Convenience Show. So there's a great opportunity for retailers and suppliers to attend two major events in the same location. This year, the theme is all about change. So the first session will focus on changes outside the business. The second session will then focus on changes within the business. We've got a great range of industry voices speaking along the day. I'm also really excited. We've got a guy called William Hyam. He's one of the world's sort of leading futurists. He'll be talking and sort of opening up that conference. So yeah, it's one that we're really looking forward to. Numbers we expect to be high as they have done in previous years. So yeah, again, definitely one to get booked on.
Yeah, one thing I really love about conference is that it covers all the bases. So whether you're an independent retailer with one site, whether you are a multinational, whether you're a FMG CG supplier or a tech company or whatever it is, there's something you can take away from that day that can have potentially a transformational impact on your business. And not just conference, but the dinner is returning this year.
Yeah, so we have the dinner, which is in some ways is a new event in essence. It's kind of born out of our last year, which was very memorable and very popular. So again, we're sort of celebrating the convenience industry, a chance for everyone to come together in the evening. And we will be recognising a sort of select number of individuals who supported ACS and the industry down the years as well. So again, something to really look forward to that evening. And that runs, pretty much straight on from conference.
Great. So that with all of that and the National Convenience Show, that's obviously a huge thing around April. We're expecting 500 plus on the day. So really looking forward to that one.
Absolutely.
And then finally, you mentioned new events. We've got another new event for 2026 coming up in June.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is an event that's called Activation Live. It's taking place at the Midland Hotel in Manchester on the 16th of June, as you say. Brand new event in the calendar. And this sort of represents a really good opportunity for brands to talk to retailers about their upcoming plans and just building on those relationships. It's not just going to be about brand presentations as in our previous brand days that we did this year. There'll also be sort of exhibition stands for retailers to sort of experience those brands firsthand. And we've also got meeting space as well, so retailers can connect with those brands one-on-one. So a slightly different format on the sort of current hosted one-to-ones that we've done. So yeah, it's shaping up to be a really good event, a really good day of networking, and one that we're really excited to run.
Great. A really, really good good set of events coming up. So where can all this happen? Where do people book? How do we do it? Is it online? Is it contacting you? What's the process?
The best thing to do is really visit the website, acs.org.uk, and there's links on there to book your spaces. If you've got any queries, then obviously come back to me, myself, or to Danny, or any other member of the team, and we can help with those queries. But yeah, we just certainly advise you to book your spaces as soon as possible. So yeah, also, you know, there's some great opportunities for sponsorship as well. Certainly many new sponsorship opportunities this year coming up. So if you'd like to discuss those, then yeah, please get in contact with myself or a member of the team.
Great. And we would be remiss to say that we are incredibly grateful for the sponsors that have already confirmed for conference. We have Tacky's coming back as headline sponsors this year, which will please a lot of the staff at the Vox, who I know love the Tacky snacks.
Yeah.
And we've got Coca-Cola coming back as well for 2026 as well. So some fantastic sponsors already lined up. If you think this is the right opportunity to promote your brand, then please come and have a chat with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. All right. Thanks, Paul. And I should stress do look for all the events throughout the year on the website at acs.org.uk and keep checking back and book on early. Great. So next, I'd like to talk about policy. And this is, of course, the reason why we are here. This is the core of what we do. And I'm first joined by Public Affairs Manager Jordan Newfield to talk about one of the biggest changes that we've seen as a result of the budget from last year, which will be affecting retailers. So, Jordan, how are things? How was your Christmas and New Year?
Yeah, it was good. Thanks. Nice and relaxing. As you said, 2026 is a really important year for business rates. So here's what you need to know. From April, business rates are changing as a result of measures announced in the budget. So the COVID-era reliefs that help keep bills down are coming to an end, and a new system will take their place. There'll be new, permanently lower business rates multipliers of retail properties, funded by rates paid on the highest value properties. And at the same time, the new 2026 rating list comes into force, which means your rate for value will be reassessed based on more recent rental values. Put together, that means some businesses will see bills go up, some down, and for many, it's about understanding the change early so there are no surprises. And to help with that, you can estimate your 2026-2027 business rates bill using our calculator tool. So just get in touch and we can help with estimating what that bill will look like. The government is also consulting until mid-February on how business rates affect investment decisions. So they're asking whether the system encourages or discourages things like expanding a shop, refurbishing premises, or opening a second site, and what can be improved on that front. And this is a key opportunity for retailers to shape the future of business rates. So we at ACS will be feeding in your views as the conversation continues.
Thanks, Jordan. And for anyone that's experiencing a really big change, like a big shock, a massive change in their rateable values, is it worth getting in touch just to go through that and what that means for them?
Yeah, sure. It's a good question. So it's definitely worth getting in touch because there will be new transitional relief. So it's not so as obvious as that big jump when your rate of value increases and you lose that relief. There'll be transitional relief in there, and it's kind of a multifaceted scheme with four different types of transitional relief all at play. So we can help understand what your bill will look like for 2026, 2027, and also estimate what it will look like in 27, 28 and following years after that. So definitely get in touch if you want to do some planning for next year and understand your finances.
Yeah, absolutely right. And if it sounds complicated, that's because it is.
Exactly.
Please do use that calculator and get in touch with us and let's help you get through some of the mist of that complexity. I'm now joined by Public Affairs Manager Daniel Askew. Daniel, hi, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad, Chris. It's a funny time of the year where obviously it's a very busy time for retail, but there's also lots of new policy coming around the corner to prepare for. So lots to do in terms of preparation as we look into the new year.
Yeah, it's a bit of a sort of twilight zone, isn't it, where you think you've got loads of time to do stuff when you're sort of milling about in December, and then suddenly January's upon you and April's just around the corner, and obviously lots of change coming in those spaces. So quite rare for policy change. We've got something that's changing almost straight away in the new year. What's happening in the first couple of weeks back?
So we've got the UK-wide HFSS TV and online advertising restrictions, which are going to be coming into effect next week. So that's going to be coming into effect on the 5th of January. Essentially, what the policy looks at doing is introducing a ban on the advertising of HFSS products on online spaces and restricting their advertisement on TV from 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. And you might have heard of this in the media, where it's often referred to as the watershed ban. This doesn't impact every retailer. It only impacts businesses with more than 250 employees. But if you are a symbol group retailer, then you might also come under scope of its impact. So it's definitely worth reviewing your contract there. The other point to highlight is that the restrictions only apply to paid for advertising of HFSS products. So there is actually an exemption to owned media. So this is non-paid for media spaces, which pretty much mean if you're a retailer and you want to advertise your store's product on, say, your Facebook or your Instagram business page, then you can do so as long as an advertiser hasn't paid you to publish it. And in terms of where businesses can get further guidance, I think the main thing I would definitely recommend checking out is the Advertising Standards Authority guidance. That's the enforcement body responsible for enforcing the regulations, and that's available publicly on their webpage online. And it goes into a lot of depth on those kind of points, which I've just covered very, very briefly there.
Great. And what's happening around the rest of the UK? Obviously, a lot of the regulations come from Westminster. Some of them affect the whole of the UK, some just England, some England and Wales. So it can be difficult to keep track. There's more developments on HFSS throughout the year, is that right?
Yes. So if you are a Welsh retailer, there is going to be another policy which is on the horizon, and this is the HFSS promotion and location restrictions, which are going to be coming into effect on March 26th. This policy is different from the advertising restrictions, obviously, because the advertising restrictions are UK-wide. But the Welsh policy, this is going to be focused on the promotion and location of HFSS products in retailers' stores. Thankfully, the Welsh government have closely aligned their restrictions with those already in effect in England. So this makes my job a little bit easier, and it should help out with Welsh retailers' compliance. Essentially, what that means is that if you're a retailer and you have more than 50 employees across your business, then restrictions will apply multi-buys and buy one, get one free deals. And if you're a retailer, you have more than 50 employees in a relevant floor space of over 2,000 square feet, then there will be placement restrictions of HFSS products at the end of aisles, within 2 meters of checkouts and queuing areas, and also near the entrance of stores. Because we had the regulations already come into effect in England, we have got a pretty comprehensive detail, which we can obviously link away to on the podcast. But it is a free guide. It's on the ACS website under the advice section. I'd strongly recommend checking that out if you have any queries as a Welsh retailer. The other one, Chris, I would just add as a bit of a footnote, it's going to be coming into effect in Scotland, and that's on the 1st of October. And that's essentially the same policy, but that's a little bit further away. So if you're a Scottish retailer, expect a very similar policy being implemented on the 1st of October next year.
Thanks for clearing that up. And I think it would be really important as well to share a couple of the really, really useful resources that we've got. So there are two particular things. There's the policy look ahead and the policy tracker. Daniel, can you just give us a few words on what those two things are and why they're so useful?
Yep. So the policy look ahead document is essentially a very top line overview of across all the main product policy areas which it could impact a convenience store retailer. So for example, it could be product regulation, it could be business regulation, it could be environmental regulation, and it basically highlights all of the main policies, what month they're going to be coming into effect. So it's a really handy resource, you know, if you're on your phone, if you're in the office and you want to print that off, and you can refer to that when you're looking ahead to see which policies could be coming into effect. We also have, yes, as Chris said, the policy tracker document. This is a lot more in depth, and essentially what that covers is the consultation process of when a policy is being launched and being consulted on, all the way to implementation. And this is tracked and updated each month to inform members on that policy progress. So that's really, really useful. For example, you know, if you're in a compliance team and you want to stay ahead of regulations and what you want to plan for them.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's I cannot overstate how important and useful those two resources are. So please do check those out, and there are links to those in the weekly briefing if you are an ACS member. So please have a look at those. Thanks, Daniel. Really appreciate it. I'll let you get back to your New Year's preparations, which are, you know, as we discussed before the call, much more exciting than Paul and mine.
Yeah, well, you can't beat a few drinks, can you?
Well, yeah. in moderation. Okay. Great. Thanks, Daniel. Finally, one of the things that sets ACS apart from a lot of other organisations is the breadth of research that we conduct on the convenience sector. And a lot of that is only possible with your input. So to take us through some of the things that are coming up in the first few months of this year is our research manager, Rosie Wiggins. Hello, Rosie.
Hi, Chris. Hello.
How was your Christmas and New Year? All good?
All good. Very, very low-key, which is exactly what I want out of this time of year, because December is a very busy month.
Good. I won't ask you for a Christmas-related stat. We'll wait for that in the in the first research update of the year, I'm sure, in January. When we're talking about research, there's kind of two things. There's research when you see it appear in the document and it looks great and you can get a lot of insights from it, but then there's also research as we're actually collecting it. So what do people need to be aware of straight away coming into the new year?
I think straight away the most important one, and one that I hopefully people have already seen, is our questionnaire for the 2026 crime report. We launched it in November, and if anybody's seen probably any ACS media coverage, people will know how important this survey is to our work, because crime is one of the top issues for retailers, both in terms of prevalence and cost. So getting good insight on those issues really, really.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it would be fair to say that crime has been the number one issue for pretty much everyone over the last couple of years. You know, there is some change coming down the road. We've got, you know, some change in legislation around the Crime and Policing Bill, which is going to be really important. But looping back to the Safe and Responsible conference, that is where you'll get the first look at the crime report. So it's really, really important that we get those responses to the crime survey in quickly, and they are as, you know, as honest and as fulsome as possible. So please do respond to that soon. One thing that we also do, which is kind of the only way we do this through the year, is talk to colleagues as well. What's the timescales on this year's colleague survey?
Yes, very shortly in the new year, we will be launching our colleague survey. We're looking at the week commencing January 12th and running right up until the end of February. And as you say, it's one of the only chances we get to speak to people on the shop floor. So we send retailers a link to a questionnaire. We ask them to pass it on to their colleagues, everybody from customer assistants all the way up to regional managers, so they can share their experiences of working throughout the sector. This one's really important because it's our main tool for demonstrating how valuable retailers are as employers, and showing that the jobs provided throughout the sector are really flexible, really local, and really secure for those colleagues.
Great. Yeah. And also really important when we're talking to government to talk about, you know, how much of a contribution the convenience store sector makes to people's lives, both working in the sector and, you know, as customers as well. And again, looping back to conference, we are in the process of putting together some focus groups with colleagues, with consumers, about, you know, their lives in the sector, and that will be debuting at conference this year. So some new insights on colleagues coming certainly in the next few months. Obviously our year is punctuated by the release of our reports, headlined by the Local Shop Report. But what's the first one coming out for this year, Rosie?
The first report is going to be the Rural Shop Report, which is launching February 4th. And we like to, as part of the Rural Report, we like to showcase where rural shops differ from the typical convenience store that's represented in that main Local Shop Report that comes out in September. So this report will be looking at things like the population around stores, customer profiles, how spend and basket size differ, and how things like service provisions differ as well, and really try to capture as much of a full high street offering in those one, often very isolated stores. So definitely one to look out for. It is launching February 4th this year.
Great. Appreciate it. So thank you, Rosie. And please remember that every response that we get to all of our surveys makes a huge difference. All that's left to do now is to say a huge thanks to you for listening to the podcast and continuing to support ACS. We're only ever as strong as the membership that we represent, and we're incredibly grateful for the retail community that we've built here. So on behalf of the whole team at ACS, we wish you a happy new year, and we'll speak again soon.